RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
And it is a great day to be alive all across North America, wherever you may be in the world. Welcome in to You Better You Bet on the Westwood One Sports Network. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos on this, the final day of 2025. Don't worry, doesn't mean we're going to coast into things here. We are going to get you ready to flip the calendar with all sorts of looks at the CFP. Week 18 of the NFL, we've got you covered. All of it. Happy to be with you here on the Westwood One Sports Network. Again, Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos. Can't wait to spend the next few hours with each and every one of you. We appreciate you joining us, whether it's in that new Westwood One Sports Network app, inside your Odyssey app, over the air, and of course on Sirius XM as well, channel 375. We appreciate you spending time with us on the final day of the year. As you get ready for whatever nonsense you may get into tonight, please do so responsibly. Whatever it may be, we appreciate you spending just a few minutes this morning here with us. And like I said, there's a lot to get into with the CFP. Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer of ESPN, going to join us in about 90 minutes. Plenty to get into. Week 18 of the NFL. Trey Essex, a two-time Super Bowl champion offensive lineman, going to join us at the top of the third and final hour, 11 East, 8 Pacific, here on You Better You Bet. But why not take the biggest stories of the day and just launch right into them right off the top with the high five?
Five.
Watson, far side, and that is intercepted. Trayvon Diggs has his first since the ACL surgery.
That's Kevin Burkhardt on Fox calling a Trayvon Diggs interception. You remember when Trayvon Diggs was really, really good, right? When Trayvon Diggs was one of the best corners in the league, one of the most dynamic playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, we all remember that. It wasn't that long ago. So why do the Cowboys forget all about that? Oh, because he was difficult to deal with. Yeah, that can be tough. When you've got players who can be a little difficult to deal with, you know what you do? You manage the man. And this is the first sign to me that Brian Schottenheimer, granted, we know Schottie isn't calling all the shots, especially personnel-wise in Dallas, but this to me is the first sign that Brian Schottenheimer, as great an offensive mind as he may be, as good a play caller as he may be, right? He may not be a great head coach. What does that have to do with Trayvon Diggs not being around anymore? Well, Brian Schottenheimer wanted to be the hard-ass boss. Brian Schottenheimer, you know, you got to fill out a request to get a day off from work. And I understand it's the NFL. It's not like work for you or I. But let's just put it in those terms. You give your boss a request for a day off from work, and you wait to hear back. Maybe you got to put it into a little HR system, or maybe it's simple where you work. The good old days. And you just fill out a piece of paper. Who knows how it works? but you ask the boss, hey, boss, can I get a day off? Can I leave early on Thursday? Because I got to cut out, you know, I got family stuff going on. And Brian Schottenheimer said, no, you're just like the rest of us. You're going to fly all the way back to Dallas. And if you want to get on a plane then to fly all the way back to Maryland to spend the holidays with your family, you can do it then, Trayvon. Huh? What? When did Brian Schottenheimer become the hard-ass boss? This is not the way to go about things. The hard line in the sand is not always the way to manage every single player on your roster. Some coaches understand this. And look, we'll talk about Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh plenty later. But Mike Tomlin is a great example of a head coach who tactically and schematically leaves some things to be desired sometimes. But if nothing else, the man knows how to manage other men. I mean, hell, he got a great half decade, an elite Hall of Fame caliber half decade out of Antonio Looney Tunes Brown, for God's sake. Yeah, he wasn't great with challenge flags and doesn't always manage the clock well and doesn't always call timeouts at the best point. But we can go all over all that. But if one thing there is that Mike Tomlin knows how to do, it's how to manage a man. Brian Schottenheimer might be a great play caller, might be a great OC. Brian Schottenheimer not managing the man well. And now Trayvon Diggs is available to whatever team is bright enough to pick him up just in time for the playoffs. One of those teams who might be a little thin at corner going into January, they're going to have a chance to pick up, again, a guy who was one of the most dynamic corners in the game not too long ago because Brian Schottenheimer wanted to be just like your hard-ass boss who won't let you leave work early on a holiday. Shoddy, be better. Next.
Four. The rules bees the rules. So if you put your name in the draft, I don't care if you're from Russia and you stay in the draft, you can't play college basketball. Well, that's only for American kids. What?
I love John Calipari. I really do. Full disclosure, I'm a Pittsburgh guy. A lot of yins, as we would say, know that. John Calipari, a Pittsburgh guy. A lot of yins know that too. Here's the problem. As intelligent a 7-minute rant as John Calipari laid out the other day about the ridiculousness of what has become the rules, being the rules or the lack of the rules in this new Wild West version of D1 college athletics, I think he also has to understand that he helped build this beast. He did. He helped build the beast that makes the goal getting to the NBA and getting paid. And do you know why guys are coming over to Baylor from the G League or coming over from Europe, even after they've played professionally over there at times, and they're getting away with playing college ball? Because that's the goal. The goal is to set yourself up as best as possible to go make money in the association someday. If that means you got to leave the G League and go back to college, so be it. Because while the rules be the rules, Cal, the rules don't get enforced anymore. And if anybody should understand how getting around the rules at times can be of benefit, Cal, come on, let's be honest. It's me and you. Come on. It's called Pittsburgh Yinzers here. Let's be honest. You know how that works. I get it. You're a champion of the young high school player who is now being elbowed out of the room because of the lack of rules being the rules these days in the NCAA. And I celebrate you for being a champion of high school players who want to go on and do well for their family and go make gazillions of dollars in the association someday by playing for you in college at some point. But you have to understand that the calls are coming from inside the house, John. And you helped build this beast, and now you're fighting upstream against it. And guess what? You can appeal to the NCAA all you want, Cal. It's not going to do any good. You know why? Because the NCAA doesn't actually run the show anymore. Nobody runs the show because it's the Wild West of D1 college athletics in a system that you basically helped build. Next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Three.
Go in there and say, okay, you know what? It's been a great run. One of them may go in there and say, it's been a great run. Might be time to go try something else.
Adam Schefter on the Pat McAfee Show just 2 days ago, talking about two most tenured coaches in the NFL who will meet Sunday night for the AFC North title, Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. It is win or go home for Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. In more ways than just the obvious one of you lose and your season is over and a massive disappointment for your fans, or win and go on to play probably the Texans, maybe the Bills, in a wild card game at home in the first round of the NFL playoffs. It's win or go home in the way that each of these guys could decide, you know what, I've just had enough of being called into question every single day. And I wouldn't blame either one of them if they decided to walk away after this year. Yes, it's true. Mike Tomlin will remain the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers until Mike Tomlin decides he doesn't want to be the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers anymore. And John Harbaugh is about that far behind him in how he writes his own story in Baltimore. Buddies with the owner. Buddy with the GM. Only guy he isn't buddies with, apparently, is Lamar Jackson, which could be a problem. So whoever loses Sunday night, it's go home. Like, home. Not if you're John Harbaugh, get on a flight, go back to the facility and start planning for 2026, guys. Let's go get them. No, if you're John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin and you lose Sunday night, you go home, you lay down in bed next to your wife and you go, honey, I think it might be time for a fresh start somewhere else. We'll get into that more at the top of the next hour at 10 Eastern. Next.
Two.
No, they're not going to give it again. They're going to give it to Tony. Tony scores a touchdown.
Sean McDonough on the call as the Miami Hurricanes beat the Texas A&M Aggies a couple weeks ago on ESPN and ABC. That was technically a touchdown pass. You know that? I know. It was basically a handoff. But really, Carson Beck let go of it. And so that counts as a touchdown pass for Carson Beck to Malachi Toney. I want you guys to remember that. Carson Beck had a touchdown pass. And look, we all get caught up. I'm as guilty of it as anybody else. We all get caught up in these narratives. Carson Beck is a big game loser. All he does is turn the ball over. I've said it many times over the last couple of years because we've seen him have some rough spots in big games. But this is not an offense nor a team, the Miami Hurricanes, that is built around Carson Beck going out and stealing the game, making massive plays, dropping dimes down the sideline in the last few minutes so Miami can go off to victory. No. Quite the opposite. This Miami Hurricanes team just squeaked into the CFP, is built around defense. And they've shown you that they're more than happy, Mark Fletcher, to run you over if they have to. And if it doesn't result in six at the end of the drive, that's okay. We'll give you the ball back. And guess what happens then? Reuben Bain Jr. and the rest of our defense walk out there. And you've got to put together a drive against them. And you've got to avoid the turnovers. Oh, our quarterback? You're the Miami Hurricanes. Our quarterback is the big game turnover machine? Let's see how Julian Sain handles things tonight in a big game with a ruthless defense raining down on him. Look, the Ohio State defense is just as good. The Ohio State defense is better than Miami's. It's the best in the country. Nobody's going to argue that Ohio State has the best defense in the country. At least I won't. But if Carson Beck is simply asked to be, shh, don't tell anybody I use this term, they might bleep me in some parts of the world. Carson Beck is a game manager. But if Carson Beck is a game manager tonight against Ohio State, doesn't make any dumb decisions with the football coming out of his hand, then Ohio State very well could be on upset alert. Go bet on it if you want. It's a 9.5-point spread. I don't know if there's enough points scored in this game for either team to cover 9.5. Miami could shock the world tonight, and it all boils down to Carson Beck not trying to do too much. And I believe in Carson Beck. Say it with me. U.S. soccer fans, you know how this goes. I believe in Carson Beck to not suck. We're not asking Carson Beck to go out and steal the game. You're a Miami Hurricanes fan. All you're asking Carson Beck to do is go out there and manage it. And drag it down into the mud the way you did a couple weekends ago in College Station if you have to. Just don't turn the ball over and let your defense torture Julian Sain into maybe a couple of big game mistakes of his own. And if you do that, guess what? You got a chance to score late and maybe steal a game the same way you did against the Aggies in the first round of the CFP. More on this later with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN, who will join us just after 10:30 a.m. Eastern here on You Better You Bet. Finally, next.
One.
I think there's been a lot of quarterbacks that have been drafted high who have left the game and have been labeled a bust. And I think it's unfair because I do feel that organizations and coaching has failed quarterbacks more than quarterbacks have failed organizations.
That's Troy Aikman on ESPN's Monday Night Countdown in Atlanta the other night before the Falcons shocked the Rams. It's probably a completely separate conversation, to be honest, that we could have at some point today. And certainly before Week 18 takes place, and certainly before the playoffs get started. Are the Rams in trouble? But that's not what I want to talk about in this instance. I want to talk about just a massively important point that Troy Aikman made there. And it's that we're putting way too much on young quarterbacks in the NFL these days. We have completely screwed up the dynamic of expectations for quarterbacks in the NFL when they come into the league now. Look, again, I mentioned I'm a Yinzer. Dyed in the wool, bleed black and gold, all that kind of stuff. Steelers fan. So I know a lot of you may not be old enough to remember it, but Terry Bradshaw, as an example. Oh my God, he's going to go back half a century? Yeah, I'm going to go back half a century. Terry Bradshaw was drafted in 1970. It took 5 years. Five seasons. And nearly losing his job a couple of times before Terry Bradshaw, granted behind a great defense, but before Terry Bradshaw and the Pittsburgh Steelers won their first Super Bowl. And yes, that example is half a century old, but the NFL is littered over the years, especially most recently, with young quarterbacks who were thrust into a starting role, not given the necessary support as far as talent around them goes, as far as coaching and organizational support goes, and not brought along somewhat slowly to learn what it takes to be a winner as a QB1 in the NFL. We get caught up in the guys who come into the league and instantly have an impact and instantly start winning football games. It's great when that happens. And some guys can do it, but not all quarterbacks can. And here's the bad news for those of you who are fans of teams that don't have a quarterback and might be looking for one this offseason, particularly in the NFL draft, those guys aren't around in bunches. They're just not. Tell me all you want to about Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore. This is not a deep quarterback class, not particularly top-heavy either. So what are you going to do if you have a young quarterback who has shown you some things but still has a lot of warts on his resume after his first season or two? You're going to cut bait. You're going to cut and run, right? You're going to go find the next shiny toy. Then you're going to screw that guy up too, right? That's what the NFL does better than anything over the last 10 to 15 years. They ruin young quarterbacks. Because everybody thinks it's as simple as, well, we got a good play caller. We got a quarterback's coach. We got an assistant quarterback's coach. We got an assistant to the assistant quarterback's coach. We're putting this guy in a situation to win. And you're telling me that it should happen like that? No, it shouldn't happen like that. NFL teams are not serving young quarterbacks well, and we've arrived at a quarterback crisis because of it in the NFL, and it's not getting better sooner rather than later. Those are the five biggest stories I want to address today here on You Better You Bet. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos on the Westwood One Sports Network. As mentioned, we're going to talk plenty of Week 18 and look ahead to the NFL playoffs. Trey Essex, two-time Super Bowl champ, going to join us at the beginning of the third and final hour, right around 11 a.m. Eastern. Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer for ESPN, is going to join us in about an hour and 15 minutes or so to give us the lay of the land on all four CFP quarterfinals being played in the next 24 to 36 hours or so, starting with the big one tonight between Miami and Ohio State. We'll get into all of it, and happy to have you along for the ride. Looking forward to hearing from you. Feedback always welcome on our social media channels. Just search for the Westwood One Sports Network. Look for You Better You Bet. We'll take everything you got, all your hot takes, a few more from me as well. Tell you what kind of bets we may have in line as well throughout the day. We'll jump into a time machine just a little bit as well, a little bit later with This Weekend in Hindsight. I know it's not a weekend technically, but it feels like a nice long weekend. All of it on the way. Coming up, though, why is this Trayvon Diggs Cowboys divorce a great example of why great play callers don't always make great head coaches? That next, right here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the Westwood One Sports Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.